Thursday night, Mishnah Berurah Shir, Hilchos Tefillah, Simen Tzadik, I believe. Starting Simen Tzadik, I believe. Yes. Simen Tzadik. So, Gemara says in Brachas, Vomer Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Mishnah Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Al Yaman Odom Avokum Gavoa B'yus Palel, you shouldn't stand on a high place. Your position in davening, you see this in a lot in Hilchos Tefillah, that your position, how your body is positioned, how you stand, where you stand, reflects, could reflect or could affect your feeling. Like you're supposed to keep your hands here, and you're supposed to, where you're supposed to look, how you're supposed to face. So if you stand the Mokum Gavoa, that's gavhus l'fnei ha-mokom. Rather, yamud b'mokom nomuch b'yus palel. You're supposed to feel n'michus, and therefore that's supposed to be reflected. That's supposed to be reflected by your standing. Shenema m'makim v'sicha Hashem. So the Gemara says both hands, both extremes really. Don't stand b'mokom kovoa, rather stand b'mokom nomuch. Tanya n'amiyachi. Don't stand on a kise or on a shrafraf, that's a small stool. The loba mokum gavoa. Those the first two things were kalim. But the second thing, the third thing is just a mokum gavoa. We'll see in a, like that's even karkaola, but you're in a high place. So we'll see what that means. What about on a mountain? You can't daven on a mountain, so we'll see. V'yispalel. El b'mokom nomuch v'yispalel. L'fisha ein gavhus l'fnei ha-mokom. Especially when you're davening, I would imagine. And then it says, Shememar mamakim krosicha Hashem. V'ksiv tefila loni chiyatov. That the tefila has to be like yatov. You have to enwrap your nefesh, your soul as you daven. You have to exhibit anias. You have to exhibit lowliness, humbleness, kniya. So it says both hands, but the Shulchan Aruch really, it's not so clear. The Shulchan Aruch obviously didn't hold, and this is reflected in some Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch didn't hold that B'mokum Nomuch is a positive requirement. That it just means not mokum gavoa. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really talk about mokum nomuch. It just says on the spalel lo yamud lo agab. But the mechaber does reflect the lashon of the brisa in that it gives examples of kalim and a mokum gavoa. A mokum gavoa. That's karka olam. That's gavoa. On the spalel lo yamud al gabi mita lo al gabi kisei lo al gabi safso. And then the Ramah says, "Afilu einam gvohim gimel." Now we'll see. So why? Normally, gimel would be the like then it would be called a mokum gavoa. Less than gimel, the lashon gemara Shabbos, erev in other places is aras michta. Lovud. It's not really lovud because there's no space of less than three, but. Lashon HaGemara is aras michta. It's just a thick eretz. It's less than three. But here, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, like where the Ramah is coming from. V'lo gabi mokum gavoa, which is not metaltalin, but a mokum gavoa. Elam kein ha-yuzokin ha-chayla, and he has to, either for balance, o sho'isa kavanosa lashmiya l'tzibur, he has a specific purpose in mind, so that the tzibur can hear him. Now look at Siv Beis. Shir mokum gavoa she'amru gimel tochim. In other words, when the Ramah said vafilu einam gvoyim gimel in Siv Aleph, he was talking about the kalim. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what's the difference. The kalim, the mita, the kisei, the safsol, that shouldn't be high. Shouldn't stand on them. And that's even if it's less than three tefachim. But the mokum gavoa has to be three tefachim high to be a problem. We'll see everything. Mishnah Brura. I just want to get first the dinim clear. Now, so what do you mean high? You go to a mountain, it's high. So, Hayagavoa Gimel. I grew up in a shul where they had the old time bimas. The bima was high. Maybe it was even three tefachim high, off the ground. So he says, Hayagavoa Gimel, Vyeshbel Dalar al Damo, Dalar Amdus. So then it's its own place. So that's not a problem. It only means higher than the surrounding area. But if it's its own place, so it's like it's the second floor. You can't daven on the second floor. You're on a high place. So once you're in an area, let's say the bima, at least the bima I remember was probably dalet al dalet. Let's say 8 feet by 8 feet, really. Even if you say that, or six to eight feet by 6 to 8 feet. So that's already not a problem. Or hein moyam mukuf mechitzos, if it has walls. You're in an area that's raised, but it has walls, even if it's not dalet by dalet. The bima sometimes could have mechitzos around it. I don't even know if you need technical mechitzos 10 tefachim high. Maybe it just means, maybe you do. Because you're really saying it's a place b'fnei atzmo. So it's not higher, you're not in a high place, you're in a place. The fact that its topography is relatively high is not a problem. It's only if it's a mokum b'fnei atzmo, so you're on a mountain. So that's also not a problem. She'ein gogol mikar, that's the technical reason, there's a lashon Rambam, because its height is not noticeable, because it's its own reshus. So you don't look at it in relation to other things. It is what it is. Okay, so we had as follows. We had on the kelim, on the metaltalin, you can't stand, even if it's not three tefachim high. In a mokum gavoa, you can't stand when it is three tefachim high. Even if it's three tefachim high, if it's surrounded by mechitzos or it's dalet al dalet, it's not a problem. And if you have a reason why you have to daven this way, so it's also not a problem. And the Mechaber didn't say anything about mokum nomuch.
Every individual person is from that?
Yes. And the Mechaber doesn't mention mokum nomuch. So how do they learn in the Gemara? He learned that the Gemara wasn't giving you two extremes. It was just saying, sort of poetically, not to stand by Mokum Gaboa. So Nomuch is just a relative term. Doesn't mean actually Nomuch. That's what you have to say, the Mechaba learned. Or some Mashmolosin in some Rishonim and Brachas is that the Poshim weren't Geirus then. But that's already a bit difficult, because the Gemara does bring on the Pasuk of Nimamakim, Rasicha Hashem. Right, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Even if it's not Gavoa Gimel, so the Mishnah Berurah is now speaking out as follows. The din of Mokum Gavoa logically would always require a Mokum of Gimel Tvachim High. That's normally the Shear. No, otherwise it's just, you know, inconsequential. So the Mishnah Berurah explains there a cheshbon. Now, the cheshbon is a side cheshbon. It has nothing to do with the lashon, with the din of en gavus lefnei hamakom. If you remember, we had that lashon in the Gemara, we saw. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that en chanami, not to stand on kelim that are high, and if they're less than three tefachim high, the problem is not en gavus lefnei hamakom, because indeed, with less than three tefachim, there wouldn't be a problem of en gavus lefnei hamakom. And that's why in the mokum gavoa, it has to be three tefachim high, because otherwise it's not gavoa. So here there's a special thing, the Shabbos says. Neishik shehomin aleim utorud v'yorishem yipol. If you're standing on a kli, you might fall, you might lose your balance. So it's staring your kavana. Oh, well, if he's that, Masha Yitiru B'Somach B'Zokin V'Chayla, Af Engboi B'Shem Gavus, so instead of Zokin and V'Chayla, they could stand in a high place. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, hold on, Bishlam, if the reason is Eng Gavus, the Thnei Amokom, so you say, if they have a reason why they're doing it, They want their voice to be heard, etc., etc. So it's not gavus, but they're still going to be yorei shemayipol. A new thing of yorei shemayipol. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. That mashe tir b'zom chzokim b'cholav tein b'mishum gavus b'gom gom yosur lamod. Not in the Mokum Gavur. In the Mokum Gavur, there's no Biasusa. But on a Kli, there's Biasusa. You're afraid. Biasusa means fear. So, Chloim Ratam, Goyadichu, Chacham, Mitru, the Spalal Aleihem, the Meshayita, Bob, Yeshiva, by Mida, Yisham, yeah. So, he says, Erechanami, you have to say that there's two things going on there. First of all, because you feel you have to stand on these things to be heard. Or you're a chayla, you're a zoke, you're doing it for balance. So there's no gavhus, there's no gavhus involved. And you have to say, I there's a yori shemayipo. So you have to say that Chazal is pulling it, since he's doing it for a good reason. So Chazal waived their yori shemayipo requirement. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Oh, Yeshlomar. Maybe it's talking about that there's no Biasusa. I don't know. Maybe it's a very big platform. So, not a problem. That's what Mishmur says. Okay, clear?
Why is it a positive,
for an issue? Gavus will say, is a Gaiva issue. But you wouldn't normally on your own say that standing in a high place is gaiva. I mean, I don't know if on your own that's so compelling. The Gemara Darshan's Mimamakim, it's more like you find to, you're talking about your bodily position when you're daven, that your body should reflect how you're supposed to feel. So that you do, so it's like, I don't think it's so, that's a new din, like, you know, you find that that's why you should stand, maybe kofuf, maybe zokuf, machlaitis and gemara, how you should stand, where your hands should be, on your heart. So here also, we're really talking about a bodily position that we want should reflect your inner emotions. But to say that it's objectively gaiva, I don't think we would say that. Einon gvoen gimel va bach va tavs matir mavel al yo rabo posek ha shulchan aruch. Ha shulchan aruch, it's really, it's like the Ramah, it's not like the shulchan aruch. I mean, the shulchan aruch is not chaylik, but it's the Ramah. But the Ramah says it b'shem de beis Yosef, so, okay. V'loy al gav mokom gavoa, so that's the fish ain't gav was b'fnei ha-mokom. So again, this two comes out that in analyzing the Mechaber, there's two different dinim here. There's Ein Gavus L'fnei HaMakom, and by the Kli, it's because of Yorei Shemayipo. Maybe by the Kli there's both, but there's Yorei Shemayipo also, and that's why less than three Tvachim is a problem. Zokin HaChayla, Shekosho Olayri Me'al Amita, but he wants to stand up. Vashmiya Latsibu, the Mutal Alamar al Gabi Mokum Gavoa. Ba'afilu al Gav Kisei Osafso, Fembezemishim Gavus. And, like the Mishnah Berurah said in Sufkot Nalef, they were matir it. They were matir the Yori Shemayipo, so they were Poshet matir it for the cause of being Mashmiya Kolo, or for the Zokin and the Cholo. But that's already too far. We'll go to a Zokin and a Chola, and we'll say to help you fellows out, we won't be makbid on Yorei Shemayipo. But that he'd be better heard by the Tzibur, somehow that's not such a consideration. It's not so important. Doesn't mean nobody can hear him. I'm sure if nobody could hear him, it would be a major consideration. Probably means they can't hear him in the back when they're talking. Kosono Mogan Avram. Aksu Shinogu Shamogam Shashats Oimid Olafu Omoi. Mishor Beis Akneses. Shumim Hamakam Gosicha Hashem. Lachain Nikra Hashat. Bukhomokam Yorid Lefnei HaTeva. So this is a stickle strange. Because Monoshoch. The Gemara doesn't say anything about a shatz. So if you're going to paskin that din, So everybody should be makbid on it. Like, when you come up, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pask in the din. Like the Magen Avraham, it's like he made up a new din. In Ma'amakim. And only the shots. It's not so clear. So some shuls taka build a little low for the shots. It reflects this Magen Avraham. Some do. What's the shot that only makbid on the shots? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pask in it. I mean, I'm speculating now. The mind of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in it. So it's just like an Indian, maybe. If it is found in the Gemara, it's a Lashon Gemara.
It's not Mikra if you dip in the whole Sefer.
What?
It's not Mikra if you dip in the whole Sefer. Because everyone can see that everyone is in this unless you have little spots.
Yeah, well, that's, obviously that's what it would be. I mean, or else it's not low. You'd have, well, if you have three spots by a table, it would be a low place to stand. Three of them. How many chairs you have? You make a low spot. You leave out one pile.
That's one spot down. That'd be one big spot down.
No. That it doesn't say.
Doesn't have to do with
the table, the other chairs.
Yeah, that's
what he says. He says also in Mamakim. And that's why the shots is called Yorid Lefnei HaTeva. What?
Where is Yorid Lefnei HaTeva? Where is the thing of Yorid Lefnei
HaTeva?
Where is it from?
All over shot. Yeah, but Yorid Lefnei HaTeva is not the reason you do it. The Magen Avraham says you do it because of Mimamakim. And that's why the shots is called the Yorid Lefnei HaTeva. Because he's Yorid. First of all, okay. Second of all, it could mean he leaves his place. It's an expression. The top is the oil, and the top is, you find such an ishrainus in Shas, you know. It means he leaves his place and he goes away. So do we have a low place for the chazan? Was that in the construction plans?
No.
I've seen shuls with it. What? I've seen shuls with it. What? There's ways to do it. You can have that whole area. Be a dip in the floor. Sometimes you get it anyway. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Mishnah Berurah. And why only the shots? I mean, you can make a good case that even you have to know where the Magen Avraham is coming from. If he's coming from the Gemara, why only the shots? So Elamai, you could say that the shots would be motzi everyone in Shmona Esrei, so he's the one that has to stand low. But I don't know if in the time of the Magen Avraham the shots wasn't being motzi people anymore. I'm sure not. Yeah, so I don't know.
Maybe the shots is a particular guy who comes
to the shots. Okay, Tzarech Ian a little. Not so clear. That's why I wanted you to see the Gemara. When you see the Gemara, the Magen Avraham becomes more not clear. Because if you take the Gemara literally, then it's everybody. And if you don't, then why the shots? So Teretz is, it's only like an inyan. It's not even a lechatchila. It's like a hiddur. So only the shatz has to bother with the hither, maybe something like that. But what it? Malcolm Gavoa, Pirush Afilu Huara Smichta V'Gayva Gimel Tochim Osalam Adolav Mispalel Afilu Huara Smichta. It means it's. It's just, it's higher than the surrounding area. If you have the... No, it's not a kli. the whole Karka Olam is high. So if it's three Tvachim high, Asur Lamarol of Lisbalim. Avul Pochel Bizeh Engel Voniker. So it's B'chol not a problem. In other words, again, when the Ramah says Afilu Eina Gavoyan Gimel in Sefalif, he was only going on Kalim, not on a Mokum Gavoa. Mukaf Mechitzus, Ubima Chadosha Sheba Beis HaKnesses, Shadayim Lehukfa Mechitzus, Pashut the Osel Nesmalu Aleha, if it's less than 4x4, Amos. Umilin Yen Shama, Sheba Komo Lamech, Sheba Kviyas, Asocha Beis HaKnesses, yes, the yellow people, yes, to say yellow biyavo. Nirid the mutter, Kamalin Yen Umnin, the Siv Gimel. By Umnim and Siv Gimel, we have like a special dispensation for someone that's doing their work, so they don't have to take off of work in order to daven. They don't have to waste time. We save them time. So by the, I guess you mean the Shamash is also doing a job. So we let him daven there to save him time also. Siv Gimel, for Umnim. So they're in a high place. So Yechol is Balal Grosh Azayis Vashetena. They may Mishum Oyamar Al Gav Mokum Gavaya Biyusbalel. Again, because there's a reason. And once there's a reason, it's not Gavus Lefnei Mokum. The Chivin Sheolu Lasos Malachtom Havi Kimo Sheolu Laliyah. Strange sushtel, according to the way we're learning till now. And that would be a comparison to a mokum dalad al dalad. Then you don't have to say they went up for their malacha. You could just say it has a din of a mokum. If you show you one of layer, they have to go down. But Tamshin Ishkane Azayas or Bahatena also. You sure, Ilonis? You should go down to Chathira. You're not going to have Kavana up there. I would say Yori Shem Yipol more than anything else. So Azayas has a lot of Anofim, and there's a Torech Meruba to go down and up, so you'll be wasting your work time from the Balabayas.
That's like you fall.
What?
Probably less likely you fall.
But that's not, that's one pshat in the Gemara, but the Mechaber is not saying that pshat. He's saying because it's a bigger bittles man of the worker. He's taking off too much time. So therefore he could stay. I will show you a lack of bittle yerdu. Ubalabayas afila brosh azayas atena. Tarek leidu du his power because he's the boss. Ain't a meshubit lamalacha shubit shosatzmo. The boss can take off whenever he wants. And a kilo eitzel poila mishum bittle malacha
or a kilo eitzel balabayas.
So what's not clear in Siv Gimel is what din does the Rosh HaElan have? The Lashon of the Mechaber is very strange. It says, Kivan She'olu Lasos Malachtom Havi K'moy She'olu La'aliyah. But really that's two different things. The fact that Olu Lasos Malachtom would say it's not a violation of Ein Gavus Lefnei HaMakom. Like a Chole, like a Zokeh. Like the person that goes to a high place, Lashmiya Kola Litzibur. So they went to a high place because they're busy working there. So it's no gavus lefnei hamakom. Saying it's like an aliyah is like the reason we search for a makom 4x4 that it's not a problem. Well, he means what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah should have quoted the Shulchan Aruch as a siyata, that when Chazal felt there's no problem of gabus, and they felt you had a really important reason to do this, so they were matir it out the Yorei Shem Yipol also. So it's like an aliyah, that the Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkan Aleph, that they told the Chayil and the Zokain, don't worry about the, you know, the Yorei Shem Yipol problem either. So, You hear the problem? The lashon of the mechaber is not so glatt. Chiven shalul lasos malachtom havik mo shalul aliyah. But according to the Mishnah Berurah of Karn Aleph, it does have a shtickle flow. Chiven shalul lasos malachtom, so we make it on them, and we don't institute the shema yipol chashash. Sif Dalit says you have to have windows in a shul. Sorech l'tok sochem, either doors that you can see through, or chalonos. Once in a while, you have to look outside to inspire your kavana. Sometimes it gets boring, and you should be able to look outside. Either you're gazing towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis Hamikdash, or you're gazing at Shemayim. You're supposed to be thinking the right thoughts. So maybe nowadays it's dangerous to have windows and tell people to look out the windows by davening. But in the Mechaber's time it wasn't so dangerous. You told people davka to look outside by davening to reignite your kavana. That's how they would daven. So you're more focused when you're standing by a window. You look out once in a while. You refocus on what you're supposed to be thinking about. The Tov Shiyah Beis HaKnesses, Yud Beis Chalonos, that's like real Kabbalah stuff. How are we doing here? Is each one a double window? I see the six.
No? Six.
What?
Windows in the Yisus Noshim here?
No.
So we have these two here also.
Five, and how many are here?
Three?
That's eight. So, next building I have to be more involved in the architecture. Oh, maybe there's four of the Ezra Snoshim. Are there? I'm wondering if they Bedavka built it that way. That's what I'm asking.
There is three.
Three?
Three.
What?
Who's the day?
There is no day. This shul has no day.
So you said they,
it's the same day that they're supposed to do everything. The same day. The day. Nobody, this is a pretty well-known thing about 12 windows. What? Who? Yeah.
I think the chat is... These four, each
are
three. There's three stripes and six.
I mean, it's Alpi Kabbalah, but it's Alpi Kabbalah. But
the picture of the door also works, no?
What?
The door is also a window.
Yeah, so it all counts. So
you got
a
three. I got it.
Mishnah Berurah says, even the Beis HaKnesses Shemesh Balul LeMatzibur Nochel Yizor B'Zer. Because some shita say only be yechidus. So you need inspiration, be yechidus. But with the tzibur, you don't need it so much. By us, windows is a distraction. By them, windows was an opportunity. I know, by them, the basic halacha is looking at windows as an opportunity to, again, like hitting the refresh button. Clicking on refresh. What? Well, here, from the Shulchan Aruch Mashma, you're looking and you're gazing towards Yerushalayim, and you're remembering that you're mispalel towards Yerushalayim, towards the Mokum HaMikdash. That's what this Mashma Shulchan Aruch, that's the purpose of the windows. Other Rishonim in the Sugya say Taka, you think of the Kisei HaKadosh, you think of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, Mishmur, quickly, even in a shul you have it, Kosh can be Yechidos, to have windows, not the 12, just have windows. You're supposed to have it. Even though you're not supposed to be looking out, you're supposed to be looking down, but he says every once in a while, you gotta refresh. That's what he says. So those who daven in a room, I'm trying to think, like the Sikkim Minyan and Monsi, when we started, we were in a room without any windows. Taka. A lot of times you end up in a room without windows.
The
Masika Minyan in Farakaway is in a room without windows. There were no windows there. It was open to the... You didn't need windows. It was open. Okay. Yud Beis Chalonos, wherever you want, doesn't have to be symmetrical. But it should be, see here, we don't have it anyway, because the only, I'm assuming we're towards Yerushalayim, I mean that much they did. So we only have two windows for it. So you're really supposed to have the windows the way you're supposed to be facing. No, look, tonight, Shehiya Gambitz, oh, Gambitz, I should start with the Lekovel. You know what Lekovel Yerushalayim means? Lekovel is Aramaic for Keneged. The pasuk that says about windows and looking out is in Daniel. And it's cute that the Mishnah Berurah, it says in that pasuk, Lekovel Yerushalayim. So that's cute.
If you make a few stripes there,
you
windows.
Well, these are not windows, really. These are temporary glass plug-ins.
Ready for the stained glass version.
But the stained glass certainly has no shot. No, that's a fabric problem, that it's reflecting. At night, it reflects.
You see the drapes or something?
I got the whole list. Yeah, till Yud Bey. Vav Zayin Ches Tes Yud Yud Aleph Yud Bey. No, no, till it's universal. Shabbos is no Avrachamim.
And some Kosh Tzedek.
And no Kosh Tzedek. And no Kilmole. No, if someone wants a Kilmole, you don't say it.
Okay, the whole Shabbos. Right.
No Shabbos, no Kilmole, and yeah. That's it. And we have no cloth, Shoftim.
Okay.
No so is Shoftim. Shimshon, the story of Shimshon. One of the three Shoftim Haftaras. The next 5 weeks has four no cloth. Then we're in good shape till Rosh Hashanah. Halos we had, it's Treyosim, it's Harya. But then Shlach is Yehoshua, and Korach is again Shoftim. That's okay. Or three out of the next four. But then we're good. Then we're good till Rosh Hashanah. What? Shoftim. Shoftim is Shimshon and Bishalach. Shiras Dvorah, Bishalach. And Korach. No, Korach is Shmuel. Chukas is the Yiftach. And Yeshua is Shlach, Simchas Torah, and the first day Pesach. It's Yeshua. So I told the Sofer, I'm talking to HaSofer Flumenbaum. I told, you know, we're talking about what level of writing we want. So I told him very frankly, Yeshua and Shoftim, we can go at a lower level of writing. It's three times a year.
I know a cypher who desperately wants us to buy me.
What?
I know a guy who wrote a Yeshaya for Lakewood.
Yeah.
He very much likes to buy. Anyone wants me to buy an office. He wants to write a paper. He wrote it up. He's a lawyer. He went to talk to Byrne, the other guy, and he'd rather write the other guy.
Yeah, Ben Osher. Yeah, that's the up and coming. That's like Nate Hamira.
So
Ben Osher is like Nate Hamira.
Spoke to both sides, and all he got was my leg, because he couldn't get the facts. But he came down like Breuer. So
I don't know what Breuer is.
What's his name? The
guy with Darditchev, and there's Ben
Osher. The newer guy that the time commission did that. He worked 25 years. He worked on it. There's two sides.
I went through the Inyan, and I'm sticking with the old way.
Yeah, that's what he did to my friend.
The new way is like Nate Hanira. It like caught on. It got a big boost from Chaim Kanievsky. Because when he says something, like everybody.
He said to the new, this new one?
He gave a boost to the new one. But the Bedatz made a committee, and they also came out to stick with the old one. The Eidach Haredes. They gave their stamp to the old way. They had a whole committee. I have on file, in PDF files, like scholarly articles back and forth about the Inyan. Yes, like a Shachar Lotaria.
My friend came there to talk to both sides.
I came out the old way. I came out with the old way.
He has an old
way. The truth is, in America, the old way is still hanging tough. in Eretz Yisrael, it became like Neitz Hanira, like everybody's going with the new way. But the Badatz is like, you know, that was strong.
These Torah times, the Mashiach was printed by the Jews. It's second, the Shana, very nice man. That's printed.
Okay. Please, that whole thing was recorded.